couple questions, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Dharma and Asatya and Dharma that you just mentioned, it's the Dharma there is the same as Ritam.
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 Yeah. Satyam and Ritam.
Yes, correct. That is why always they go together. So, Dharma is the practical translation. Ritam is the correct understanding of what is the truth.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then one more question, Maharaj. Karma, so you had explained to us at one point that object means it actually translates to knowledge. If anything that we see, anything that we experience is actually knowledge only.
Is it not?
Yes.
When you are speaking with me right now, is it not your thought?
Yes.
I am seeing Swami on the screen, hopefully.
Yes, Swami.
And you are listening definitely.
Yeah.
So both are thoughts only.
Yes.
And that what is a thought? It is a piece of knowledge.
Yes.
So whatever opinions we have about any object in this world, that is our individual knowledge about those particular objects. It may not have anything to do or it may have something to do with the object.
Yes,
but the point is we are dealing only with our thoughts, concepts. That is important.
So when we talk about karma, Maharaj, karma is nothing but can I understand that it is a process of updating the knowledge?
You see, I explained even today, the object of every action that we do is only twofold. To reduce unhappiness and to try to increase our happiness. So whether it's a worldly endeavor or spiritual endeavor, it is the same, isn't it?
Yes.
So karma, whatever karma, it doesn't matter. It is all, the end view is we must become one with Anandamaya Kosha for now. Yeah.
And there is one piece of knowledge that we believe gives us happiness. And then when that knowledge upgrades, then we think that the same piece of knowledge, the previous thought was not actually, it's not yielding happiness anymore. It gets updated. So it seems as if even what we think as Ananda is also knowledge only.
Everything is knowledge only. I am happy is a knowledge. That's why, if you remember, I told this story. In a village, there was a fellow born blind. When he grew up, he was married to the, I should not say, women may get offended, the ugliest woman in that village they could find. And he was very happy. You remember?
Yes, Maharaj.
After several years, medical science improved, and this fellow's eyes can be made okay. They almost decided until a wise person intervened and said that you are fools. Don't do it. He's very happy now. Don't, if he starts seeing, he'll be very unhappy. So, our happiness depends totally upon our idea. When a person loves, say a man loves a woman, so others may not think that she is beautiful or good or lovable. But that's not your headache. That person thinks this is the most lovable person. Telugulo cheptare, kaki pilla kaki muddu ani. So, it is not what others think.
Yeah.
It is what we think. So, the first point, our own thought is the root cause of our... When we change our view and say, no, this is not a happiness-giving object, then immediately it will be there. So, when do we get updated that mistaking that this will give me happiness, later on at some point or other it will disappoint us. And after several attempts we understand that I was mistaken. This is not an happiness-giving object. Then only, so is there something which will meet my expectations. That is called updating.
Yes, Maharaj.
And every updating doesn't mean it ends in happiness. A very Microsoft updating of the Windows ends
sure.
up in terrible negative experiences. So, real updating we have to think. Yeah.
Maharaj, today you mentioned about four types of karma.
Karma phala.
Four types of karma phala.
Is it not?
One is...
Production.
Yes, Maharaj. Is there a terminology for this, Maharaj?
There is. Utpatti, samskara, vikara and apya. Utpatti, apya, vikara and samskara. To be clear,
yes.
something is not there, you have to produce it. Something is there, but it's not available here. But it's available elsewhere. That's called apya.
Yes.
Obtaining from somewhere. Then vikara means, so some, it has been covered with dirt and dust and other things. So you clean it up with brass or something like that. That is called vikara. Samskara means some part is broken, leg of a chair is broken. Or the upholster, you know, the cloth on the sofa. So that is, you ask somebody, there are people who will come and then put it new. Sofa is okay, but cloth is has become old, holy. So any action, when we analyze, can give only, or the result it gives, can only fall under these four categories, nothing else. That is why they say Brahman is ever there, so it is not that one has to create it. Brahman is available everywhere. So it is not that it is available somewhere else only, not here. Brahman can never become old because oldness and spots and other things come because of time. And Brahman is timeless. That's why it is called Purana. Pura apinava, as good as
new.
As if it is just, because it is not affected by time. Same thing applies because it is only one. The question of break, it doesn't have parts. And that which has no parts cannot be broken. These are the characteristics of four karma phalas, are the effects of karma, and Brahman doesn't fall under any one of them.